Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some unfortunate news for the Red Sox today. Kendall Graveman has signed a deal with the White Sox. 3 years, $24 million. Actually, a very reasonable deal if you think about it. There was three relievers I wanted the Red Sox to get one of. Kendall Graveman, Raisel Iglesias, and Ryan Tepera. Now, obviously, Tepera's, you would think he's not going to go back to Chicago now. That's where he spent the remainder or the end of last season after the trading deadline. Now, Graveman was my third pick out of this group, but that's one guy off the board. You would think that Iglesias and Tepera both are going to get more money than him. So Chaim Bloom had an opportunity to get a guy at a reasonable price. 3 years and $24 million for a guy of Graveman's stature, 0.98 whip, a .180 opponent's batting average, has a really good sinker, a four-seamer, a slider that righties cannot hit. In fact, that slider, we saw it against the Red Sox in the ALCS. 43.8% whiff rate on that pitch. So when guys swing at that pitch, they're whiffing almost 44% of the time, which is just insane. So this was obviously a missed opportunity from the Red Sox, from my perspective, if they don't get Raisel Iglesias or Ryan Tepera. Both those guys are nasty as well. Iglesias had a 37.7% strikeout rate last season. That was eighth amongst relievers. His .93 whip was ninth. He's got a great fastball, nasty slider, filthy changeup. Okay? He should be number one on the list. He's that good. He's 32. He has now had three consecutive really good seasons as a reliever, which we don't often see in Major League Baseball. There's only, what, like 10 guys you can depend on across the sport on a yearly basis. He's one of them right now. Now, the other guy is Tepera. Tepera is filthy because, remember, he got traded to the White Sox, and so did Craig Kimbrell, and Kimbrell was the story, and he should have been at the time. He had a great start to the season with Chicago, but Tepera was better for the White Sox. You look at Tepera on the season, .88 whip and a .161 opponent's batting average. Here's the thing about Tepera, too. He's actually better against lefties as a righty because he has a filthy changeup. And when I look at it from a Red Sox perspective, this fit would make a whole lot of sense. And you would think both these guys, Iglesias and Tepera, are going to be slightly more expensive than was Kendall Graveman. But now you got to get one of these two guys. Because if you really look at the Red Sox bullpen, outside of Garrett Whitlock, and let's say if Tanner Houck's in the bullpen, but you would think Houck's going to start the season in the rotation, you don't have a lot of dependable arms out there. So you need to get one of the premium guys. This is what the Red Sox need to do. It's imperative to upgrade the bullpen. And Kendall Graveman's a guy that clearly would have done that, and the Red Sox didn't go after him. Or at least they didn't end up with the prize, if you will. Maybe we'll get reporting that they went after him. But as of this point right now, he is with the Chicago White Sox. Now, Rob Bradford had the story up today at WEI.com that the Sox are in on Familia, Jairus Familia from the Mets. I don't want any part of that guy. The numbers are not great, and quite frankly, he cannot pitch against lefties. Lefties hit .270 against him last season. .855 OPS. So he wasn't good, and the rest of his numbers aren't good either. If you want the raw numbers, a 3.94 ERA, 103rd out of 144 relievers. Now, his defense was not great, but still his FIP, fielding independent of pitching, 4.44. That's 110th out of 144 relievers. 1.41 whip, 119th out of 144 relievers. Walk rate wasn't good either. He walked 10.3% of batters. That's 93rd of 144 relievers. And here's the problem. He doesn't have a pitch for lefties. As I mentioned, .270 lefties hit against him. He's got a sinker that he throws 59% of the time. Opponents, by the way, hit .283 against that. His slider, he throws 23.2% of the time. Opponents hit .289 against that. And here's the thing. He threw his slider almost as often to lefties as he did righties. Six more to righties on the season. a slider is a pitch as a right-handed pitcher that you're going to be throwing a lot more to righties than lefties, but he doesn't have a third pitch. Threw just 33 splitters on the season. He's got a four-seamer that he only threw 14.5% of the time. So the issue for me is, if you're going to go out and get a reliever and spend money on a reliever, don't get a guy that can only pitch against right-handed hitters. The Red Sox don't need a guy that is a specialist against righties. They need a guy that can pitch against lefties and righties. That's why Chaim Bloom needs to go out and either get Ryan Tepera now, because he's still on the market, or Raisel Iglesias. He needs to get one of those two guys, because Kendall Graveman, no longer available. He'll be playing the next 3 years for the White Sox unless they have some kind of epic collapse and have to get rid of him. But you get the point. Now, out of the three big relievers available out there, only one of them is left, or only two of them are left, and you got to get one of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.